You know that feeling when you buy a really, really expensive high-end bookshelf? It's like mahogany, it's sturdy, built-in lighting. It looks absolutely perfect. But then you stand back and you realize you don't actually have enough books to fill it.
Oh, yeah. It just looks sad. Almost emphasizes what's missing rather than what's there.
Exactly. It looks empty. And that is a perfect analogy for the problem we are unpacking today. It's a scenario that happens in businesses, especially sales organizations, every single day. We call it the content bottleneck.
Right, because in the modern business world, you can buy the absolute best infrastructure, the best software, the best platforms. But if that software is empty, or if it's filled with, junk, it's basically worthless.
So today, we're smashing two fascinating worlds together to see how they might solve this empty bookshelf problem. On one side, we've got saleshood.
And they create the bookshelf, to stick with your analogy. Saleshood is a major player in sales enablement. The source material actually calls it an agentic AI sales enablement platform.
Okay, hold on. Agentic AI. That is a massive buzzword right now. Before we go any further, can we just define that? Because to me, it just sounds like, marketing speak for smart software.
It is a bit buzzwordy, but there is a real distinction there. Think of it this way. Traditional software is a tool. It's like a hammer. It just sits there until you pick it up and decide to use it. Agentic software is more like a carpenter. It has agency, it sort of observes what you're doing, it anticipates your needs, and it can perform these really complex tasks like coaching a sales rep or organizing content without you having to micromanage every single click.
Ah, so it's proactive. It's doing work in the background for you.
Exactly. And Saleshood's promises here are pretty bold. Their data claims they can ramp up new sales reps 40% faster and boost win rates by anywhere from 50 to like 200%. It's a platform for organizing all the chaos of sales.
So that's the structure, the high-tech bookshelf. But then we have the second player in our deep dive, Auto Content API.
And this is the Book Factory. Auto Content API isn't just a tool you use. The source describes it as infrastructure. It's a programmatic engine that automates creating podcasts, videos, articles, all from existing text or data.
So the mission for this deep dive is, well, it's pretty simple, but the implications feel huge. We want to figure out how can a programmatic content engine auto content API supercharge a sales enablement platform like Saleshood?
It's a question of synergy, really. We're moving from a world of creating content manually, which is slow, it's expensive, to a world of transforming data automatically. And that shift could fundamentally change how sales teams learn and, how they actually sell.
Let's start with the internal side of things. Picture the poor sales rep who just got hired. They walk in on day one, they're excited, ready to go, and what happens?
They get hit with the fire hose. This is the whole learning management part of Saleshood.
Right. Saleshood has this whole pillar called learning management. Their goal is ramp readiness, basically getting a new hire to stop being a drain on resources and start, making money.
And that means absorbing just a massive amount of information. Product details, compliance rules, these complex sales methodologies like MetaCC.
MetaICC. Okay, another acronym. Let's make sure we're all on the same page here.
Sure. MetaCC is a framework that a lot of high-end sales teams use to qualify their deals. It stands for metrics, economic buyer, decision criteria, decision process, identify pain, champion, and competition.
Wow.
It's incredibly effective, but it is also incredibly dense to learn.
So you have this new hire, and you're telling them, okay, here's a 50-page PDF on MetaCC, and here's a 60-minute webinar recording of a product manager just clicking through slides. Good luck.
And what's the reality? They don't do it, or they skim it
Yeah.
at best. The source material for Auto Content API actually highlights this. We are in an economy of content saturation. People have zero patience for friction. If the content's boring, the learning just stops.
So enter Auto Content API. They have this feature called Content Transformation. How does that actually change the experience for that rep?
This is where it gets fascinating. The API can take in URLs, PDFs, raw text, and then output a two-person dialogue podcast. They're essentially marketing it as this enterprise-grade alternative to tools like Google's Notebook LM, but it's built as an API so it can be automated at scale.
So let's play this out. I'm a Saleshood user. I have that dry 50-page compliance manual that absolutely nobody wants to read. I feed it into the system.
And boom, minutes later, it's a 15-minute engaging podcast episode. You've got two hosts bantering about compliance, asking questions, cracking a few jokes, and summarizing the key points.
But is that actually effective? I mean, it sounds fun, sure, but is it learning?
The sources argue yes, specifically because of what they call the commute use case.
The commute.
Yeah, think about all that dead time in your day, driving to work, doing the dishes, walking the dog. You can't read a PDF then, but you can listen to audio. Auto Content's data suggests employees are way more likely to engage with this internal growth content if it's in an audio format.
It's just-in-time learning.
Precisely. It turns dead time into ramp time. But it gets even more interesting when you look at the voice cloning features in the Auto Content docs. This touches on something they call the CEO paradox.
I love a good paradox. What is it?
Everyone in a company wants to hear from the CEO, right? The CEO is the ultimate authority. Hearing their voice actually matters. But the CEO has absolutely no time to record daily updates or coaching tips.
So with the API, the CEO just records their voice one time.
Just once. A standardized sample. And then Saleshood could, hypothetically, generate daily market updates or motivational messages all in the CEO's voice without the CEO ever having to step in front of a microphone again.
That feels a little dystopian, doesn't it? Robo-CEO.
It does walk a fine line. But from an efficiency standpoint, it makes that leadership presence completely scalable. It creates this consistent voice of authority inside the platform. So Saleshood provides the delivery system, and our content API makes sure the content in that system is actually, you know, consumable.
And I imagine for the sales rep, hearing the CEO explain the new pricing model is way more impactful than reading some email from HR.
Exactly. It carries weight.
Okay, I can see the value there. We're making reps smarter, faster, meeting them where they are, which is usually in traffic. So now let's look outward to the actual selling. Saleshood has this feature called digital sales rooms, or DSRs.
And these are critical in modern B2B sales.
For anyone who hasn't used one, what is a digital sales room? Is it just like a shared Dropbox folder?
It's a bit more sophisticated.
Yeah.
A DSR is a personalized microsite that a seller creates for a specific buyer.
Yeah.
So instead of sending 20 separate emails with attachments that just get lost, you send one link to a room.
Right.
That room has your case studies, your pricing, legal docs, demos, everything. Saleshood says using these rooms increases win rates by 25%.
Because it just makes it easier for the buyer to actually buy.
Exactly.
We'll
but here we are again, back to the bookshelf problem.
The empty room.
Right. A generic room is fine. But a personalized room is what closes deals. And the problem is, personalized content is really expensive. If you want to make a custom video for a prospect, the manual production costs are just so high. The auto content source says it's anywhere from $50 to $300 per asset.
Which means, as a sales rep, I can't do it for every prospect. I can only do it for the whales, the massive deals. The mid-market folks get the generic stuff.
Correct. But Auto Content API wants to completely flip those economics. It lets you create explainer videos and shorts programmatically. We're talking about using avatars and stock footage to generate video right from a block of text.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here. We've all seen bad AI video, you know, the lips don't match, the hands are weird. Does sending a janky video actually help a sale?
That's a totally valid concern.
Mm-hmm.
But the tech is moving incredibly fast. And we're not trying to make a Pixar movie here. We're trying to make a 60-second explainer that says, hey, client name, here's how our widget solves your specific problem. The source mentions the cost is about €4 per video via the API.
€4 compared to $300.
Right. So even if it isn't Hollywood quality, the relevance is what matters.
So let's walk through the workflow. I'm a rep using Saleshood. I'm building a digital sales room for... let's say a manufacturing client who's worried about supply chain transparency.
Okay, in the old world, you'd upload your generic corporate overview video. In this new world, you'd paste the text of your supply chain protocol document into Saleshood. The Auto Content API crawls that text, it writes a script, it picks a professional-looking avatar, and it generates a 60-second video explaining exactly how you handle supply chain transparency.
And that video just drops right into the digital sales room.
Instantly. It increases what marketers call dwell time. The Auto Content sources, they emphasize that video makes a page 53 times more likely to rank in search, but in a sales context, it just keeps the buyer in your room for longer.
It lets you flood the zone. Instead of one generic video, you could have 10 specific videos hitting different pain points, all generated for the cost of a coffee.
That's what they call cost arbitrage. You're operating on a logarithmic cost curve while your competitors are still on a linear one. You can afford to be hyper-relevant because relevancy is now cheap.
That leads perfectly into our next section, intelligence. Because being relevant means knowing what you're talking about.
Knowing it now. Saleshood promises reps will instantly find the right answers. But we all know the reality. Sellers waste hours just Googling, trying to find an angle. They're drowning in data, but starving for insight.
This is where Auto Content API's deep research endpoint comes in. Now, I've seen chatbots. I use ChatGPT every day. Is this just that?
The documentation is very specific here. It's not just a standard LLM chat. It says deep research uses agents to browse the live web. It reads reputable sources like the Financial Times, SEC.gov, and it structures that data. And it cites its sources.
That citation part is so key because of hallucinations. If I'm about to go into a meeting with a CFO, I cannot quote a number that an AI just made up.
Exactly. It's designed to cross-reference. Now imagine integrating that with Saleshood's agentic search.
Okay, scenario time. I'm a rep. I have a meeting with a VP at a big logistics company in 10 minutes. I've been back to back all day. I haven't done my homework. I'm walking to their lobby.
In the old world, you panic read their LinkedIn profile and you hope for the best. In this integrated world, you hit a button in Saleshood. The Auto Content API runs a deep research agent on that company. It pulls the latest news, the quarterly earnings, checks for recent layoffs.
Then what? It gives me another PDF to try and read on my phone.
No, remember the audio capability. It generates a briefing podcast.
A briefing podcast?
A 5-minute audio summary of everything you need to know. Here's their stock performance. Here's what the CEO said on the last earnings call. Here are the market risks they face. You listen to it while you're walking from the parking lot to the lobby.
That's a superpower. That's literally downloading knowledge into your brain right before you need it.
It's the definition of agentic AI. It's not just retrieving a document. It is synthesizing intelligence. It transforms search into understanding.
The sources also mention social listening, using X formerly Twitter and Reddit. How does that fit into a corporate sales environment? Seems a little messy.
This is all about real-time relevance. Markets move so fast. Auto Content API can integrate with social feeds for sentiment analysis.
So newsjacking.
Essentially, yeah. Let's say you're selling to a crypto company. The API detects a market crash or some sudden trend on Reddit about a new regulation. It can trigger a reaction loop.
So Saleshood could just ping the rep and say, hey, this topic is blowing up with your prospects industry right now.
And not just tell them. It could auto-generate talking points or even a short video update discussing that trend, which the rep can then send to the client immediately.
That's incredible. It moves sales from that I'm just checking in to check in call, which everyone hates to, here is something valuable about what's happening in your world right now.
Exactly. It makes the rep look like they have a team of analysts working for them 24/7.
Now, I want to zoom out a bit. Saleshood serves global enterprises, and one of the biggest headaches for any global company is localization.
The language barrier, it's huge.
I've seen this happen a million times. The US headquarters rolls out a new product, the training is great, the American team is ready to go, but the team in Germany, or Japan,
they're waiting. Usually, the US team gets the training first, then maybe 3 months later, the German team gets a translated PDF. Then 6 months later, Japan gets it.
By which time, the product has probably already changed.
Exactly. Training always lags in local languages, but Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
So let's apply this to a sales kickoff. SKOs are a big deal for Saleshood's clients. That's like the Super Bowl of sales.
The SKO almost always happens in English. That's the default. But with this API, you could take the keynote speech, the training sessions, all the new product rollout videos, and just instantly transcribe, translate, and resynthesize them.
And we're not just talking subtitles, right? Because nobody actually reads subtitles during a training session.
No, we're talking full audio and video dubbing. You can have the training podcast available in Spanish, German, and Japanese on the same day the English version goes live.
That just multiplies the reach of the content instantly.
It flattens the world for that sales organization. Every single rep, no matter where they are, is on the same page at the exact same time. That creates a unified front that is so hard to achieve manually.
It really seems like both of these companies, Saleshood and Auto Content API, are pushing this idea of agentic workflows. We defined it earlier, but where is all this actually going?
That's the agentic web synergy. Saleshood calls itself an agentic AI platform. Auto Content API creates structured data for AI agents.
Structured data for agents. Explain that.
Okay. Right now, the web is built for humans. You read a page, I read a page. But the future is agents reading pages. An AI agent doesn't watch a video. It parses the transcript and the metadata. By using something like Auto Content API, Saleshood is basically ensuring this data is formatted perfectly for this new search generative experience.
So the agents are talking to the agents?
In a way, yeah. The rep's agent talks to the content agent to get the right asset to send to the buyer's agent. It's this whole layer of automation that just removes the drudgery from the human's plate.
It sounds incredibly efficient, but does it remove the human element of sales,
yep.
you know, the relationship?
I'd argue it saves it. If I'm not spending 4 hours researching and 2 hours writing emails and another 3 hours making a slide deck, I can spend those 9 hours actually talking to my customer.
That's a fair point. It automates the admin to elevate the human. So let's wrap this all up. We started with the content bottleneck.
And I think we found a way through it.
Saleshood provides the structure, the rooms, the coaching, the analytics. That's the bookshelf.
And Auto Content API provides the fuel. Infinite, cheap, high-quality, personalized content, the books to fill it.
And the competitive advantage here, it's not just about working harder or faster.
No, it's purely economic. It's about cost basis. If you're a company using this kind of combination, you're operating at a totally different cost basis than your competitor, who is paying an agency $10,000 for a single video.
Mm-hmm.
You can fail faster, test more, and personalize so much deeper.
It really is a case where 1 plus 1 equals 10.
Absolutely. It unlocks the full potential of the entire enablement platform.
So here's the final thought I want to leave everyone with, and it's a bit of a brain twister.
Let's hear it.
If content production becomes effectively free, if it becomes infinite, then the winner isn't the one with the most content. We're already past that point. The winner is the one with the most relevant content.
That is the key. Relevance is the new currency.
So in a world where an AI can generate a personalized podcast for every single prospect in your pipeline, do you have a strategy to manage that? Or are you just going to contribute to the noise and drown your customer in content they never even asked for?
That is the question every sales leader needs to be asking right now. Just because you can generate it doesn't mean you should, unless it truly adds value.
Something to think about on your commute, listening to a podcast, of course. Thanks for listening to this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.